Agencies are now operating under their third short-term spending measure this fiscal year. They're known as continuing resolutions. While the money is still flowing into agencies, the Partnership for Public Service says continuing resolutions hurt agencies' financial planning and ability to hire, among other things. John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service and joins us now with his long perspective. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
It's nice to come back to work on a Monday or Tuesday in the federal government, and the check's still clear. And so what are you hearing about the financial planning aspect of this whole thing?
Well, Tom and Amy, we've had a lot of conversation about, the possibility of shutdowns and concerns and the impact on morale. You had my friend Carol Bonacero on about 20 minutes ago talking about that. But people forget that even if we don't have a shutdown, just the fact that we're now more than five months into the fiscal year and federal agencies still don't know what their budget is going to be for the fiscal year, that has an impact and a cost. Consider that there's a number of agencies that had significant increases in their budget projected for 2011 compared to 2010. That's what the administration asked for. And those agencies, Defense, Homeland Security, Veterans Administration, even the Office of Personnel Management, to name a few, those agencies do not know if they're going to receive those increases. And, they weren't put in there just on whim. Those increases in the budget request had to do with operational improvements, needed staff buildups. And and being in limbo, hurts from a planning perspective, and it hurts from an operational perspective. The head of the Securities and Exchange Commission has been very vocal about the fact that they've been given increased responsibilities, but they're not yet funded to carry out those responsibilities to keep a better eye on Wall Street and other financial planning activities in the private sector. The Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, has warned that the temporary funding measures are threatening military readiness. Internal Revenue Service has been unable to upgrade some of its IT systems that would help not only bring in additional revenue, but also speed the refunds that will be due to taxpayers. So this limbo, this long string of continuing resolutions has an impact.
Well, across the board and on many different levels, as you just illustrated, Congress, lawmakers, they must understand the complexity of this and what it is, the position that this puts federal workers in. They have to get that.
I think they do, Amy, but, the ideological drive seems to be so strong. You have folks that just really believe that, government should be smaller or government should be bigger or there should be less activity here or there should be more activity. And I think they just, get so tied up in this is the right position and, I'm not going to vote for an appropriation until we resolve this. And I think they minimize or temporarily forget about the impact on the government. And of course, the impact on the government ultimately is impact on customer service to the American public. So it is very frustrating. And, part of that frustration is that the Congressional Research Service has calculated that, in all but 3 years between 1952 and 2010, so a 58-year period, in all but three of those years, at least some agencies have been subjected to this kind of stopgap funding, this continuing resolution. And that's a lousy way to run a business. If you were a business person and you're trying to operate, but you don't know what your funds are, what your operating budget is, that'd be a lousy way to run a business. It's a lousy way to run a government.
And so what do you find from the partnership perspective is the effect that this has on, we've been asking, on morale in federal agencies, especially among managers who have to keep a stiff upper lip?
Well, you're right, Tom. I mean, you know, it has an impact on everybody, but I think it's particularly tough on federal managers. I spent some time in that role when I was in government. And, you know, I've often said that being a federal manager, you've got one of the toughest jobs around because you're caught in between. You know, your job is to keep, you know, morale high as possible and to get the job done, but you also have to keep, you know, things operating. And so you've got employees, you know, pushing up saying, hey, we need more support. We need more resources. You've got your budget folks saying, we don't know, you know, just hang on. We don't know what our funding's going to be yet. So don't do anything that's going to commit. So you can't plan, in terms of staffing. Maybe you've got some job announcements, but, you know, and maybe you've even identified some great people, but you can't make job offers yet until you know if you're going to have the right appropriation mark. Your financial planning is in disarray because you really don't know what kind of investment you can make in your infrastructure, your IT, your office improvements, what have you. It's very tough, and I think some managers at some point just, you know, throw up their hands, and you hope they don't give up.
Some of them may just throw up.
Okay, breakfast time. Let me insert here. We've established the problem. We know what it is, and you've illustrated it beautifully. But what do they do? I mean, is there any recourse?
Amy, the only recourse has to be Congress itself is going to have to get its act together. Now, in that 58-year period, there were 3 years when they got full appropriations done on time. So we know it can happen. Congress has to fix it. And I think the American public and those who follow government, we need to keep reminding Congress that we want them to do their job, and we want them to do their job in a timely manner.
Well, look at
and that's going to be it.
I was going to look at the bright side. You could be working for Wisconsin.
That's right. At least we don't have those kind of protests going on yet. And we look at public service. We forget it's, state and local government sometimes has it just as tough, if not tougher.
John Balguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much for joining us. Love having you on.
Always a pleasure, Amy and Tom.